Thursday afternoon, October 27th, open mac. Rainy Thursday afternoon here in New Britain. See, you told me to keep it positive, and I already bring up the rain. We're 5 seconds in. A rainy afternoon. You guys will hit the road tonight. Your typical Pittsburgh travel. Had to do it twice this year. Next year you'll be back on just the one. You guys will hit the road tonight. A good week of practice for you to this point. I know you didn't get much done today in the rain.
We didn't.
Or maybe you did.
No, we didn't. It was very cold and windy. It was very difficult, but the kids tried. I made a tactical decision not to do a lot because I didn't want anybody to get injured. Because we probably had our best practice of the year on Wednesday. And I know a guy who was coaching a 2-6 team, why, you know, you look for bright spots. But we really did have a good practice. We've been having good practices, but I felt better schematically on the defensive side that we had a better grasp of what St. Francis was doing. Obviously, when a team scores on 7 out of 8 possessions the week before, it can be demoralizing, to say the least, and nothing you can be proud of. But I think we got some things corrected, and I will say this to our fans. The kids were trying hard. I look at all the things. When you lose a game like that, you go, how the heck did that happen? Now, did we miss some tackles? We did. But we got to do better as coaches, and that starts with me. And I believe we made some good corrections. Feel good about that. And had a good Tuesday. Feel good about that. And we're going to go out and practice tomorrow at St. Francis. We're going to have a Thursday practice right there and have some fun doing that. And hopefully something good will happen to us on Saturday.
One of the things we saw last Saturday at home was Andrew Clements moving from linebacker slash fullback to played some quarterback, ran the ball a little bit, threw the ball a couple times. Talk about the decision to move him over, and I look at it as, you know, the week before Gunnar ran the ball 26 or so times, and maybe to take some of that running away from Gunnar, because Gunnar was effective.
Very effective, and he had through 3 touchdown passes and then throw an interception, and the one that he says, boy, my body feels good, Mac. I said, yeah, 26 times running will do it. He doesn't like coming out. But obviously, as we know, he didn't practice till last Thursday because of some of the physical things that happened during that Duquesne game, and we had to go through our process. So I just thought it was best interest for our team and our future. Gunner's been a great player for us, and he's going to continue to play, and we're going to play Andrew. And I think Andrew brings something to the table. Considering Andrew had not practiced quarterback till Tuesday of last week, I thought he did pretty good. He rushed for 74 yards. He actually looked like a quarterback. He's got to learn to throw the ball away when they got around his legs to take the sack instead of throwing it to the other team. But I think Andrew's got a bright future. And it's taken us a little bit. We got Jake White there. We're very proud of Jake. But we think Andrew can add something to the table. He's 6'3 and a half, 235 pounds. That runs a 4.6 5.40, and he can get out there on the edge and outrun you and run you over. So we feel good about that. And let's see what we can get going here.
You mentioned Gunner in the day that he had. He did throw 3 touchdowns, a nice fade ball to Devin Baker. But the first 2 touchdowns in the career of Nick Vaccarella, who, when I look at him, and you know, you immediately think, okay, Wes Welker, because he's short and quick and returns kicks and runs over the middle and those kind of things. But he's kind of been waiting to have a game like that. It's unfortunate it happens in a loss at home, but he's been waiting to have a game like that. He's a fantastic punt returner, in my opinion, and kick returner, because he averages 20 some odd yards yards on a kick. Yards. I went back to my New England accent there. It's about 23 yards per kickoff return. But I thought his emergence and the way he ran his routes on Saturday was very effective.
No doubt. And we saw some things, and what we have to do is, and I've said it all year, we got to get the right guys in the right position. And for some reason this year, we just have not been able to do it. But Nick's one of the guys that we're targeting. Him and Denzel and Devin Baker, we want to target those guys and get those guys so many catches per game. And I think you'll continue to see Nick get the football. And I feel good about him. And even though the score, for a while there, was close. I mean, it wasn't just a total blowout. The last one, obviously, it was towards the end when the game was out of hand, but the early one was not. It made it 7-7, I believe.
Well, there was a span in the third quarter. You know, they scored the last touchdown in the first half, and then the first 3.
Right.
And it's probably about an 8 or 9 minute span, and really that's where
it got out of
it
hand.
It happened.
And that happens when you don't ever stop them. I mean, 7 out of 8 times isn't good. I don't care who you're talking about. It's just not. You can't even say anything good about it.
So we'll turn the page from last week and go to St. Francis, PA. I know you guys turn the page and get ready beginning on Sundays. Head out to St. Francis, PA, a team that you have had nothing but success against since you've been here, but by no means have those games been easy. We know when we run the outright title
in 09.
In 09, that we could have just as easily lost that game there. And it was a nail fighter right up until the end. I remember we actually drove the trophy down in the car, and Paul Resiteris was the interim AD at the time, drove the trophy down. We had it in the car, and it was just a question of when we were going to go get it. And it fortunately, we were able to go get it and celebrate on the field with the trophy after the game. But talk about preparation for St. Francis, what we can expect on Saturday.
Well, you can expect very much the same on offense. You'll see a combination of Andrew Clements and Gunnar Jesper in that quarterback. I think you'll see our running backs and those three receivers we just discussed. And I think on defense, you're going to see a much improved defense. And they're very good on offense. And in fact, they got a good running back, a quarterback that can make some plays. They got some good receivers. They got a transfer from Florida State, Mr. Alexander, who's been out a couple weeks, but he's back. And they got some other good receivers. So we're going to have to go out there and stop the run, control the pass, but I feel good about that. We're going to have to move the football. And I think we will. If preparation meets with the final result, it should be a good one for us. We can't take anything for granted. And right now, Tom, as you know, we need something as bad as we need anything. And that's one good game in a row. We need to get a win. And if we can do that, we can build to our future, because we will continue to hang around mediocrity unless we get a win. And that's what makes football fun, and that's what we got to do.
3 straight weeks running the football over 200 yards on the ground hadn't happened prior to, let's say, go back 3 weeks. Was it UMass?
Mm-hmm.
So each of the last 3 games have run for over 200 yards. Last week, Brian Fowler was effective, and I think Andrew had a lot to do with that, and the fact that, you know, Gunnar didn't have to run the ball 26 times. He's effective when he runs it, but it's much nicer when it's, you know, second and goal from the 1 and you can let Gunnar run it. And he has 6 touchdown runs this year. I think they're all from 1 yard.
Right.
1 yard out. And we haven't verified it, but we're pretty sure he's the national leader in that category. But the ground game needs to be effective on Saturday in order to be successful, because, and you know, we don't like to bring up weather and talk about weather, but it's supposed to be cold and kind of crappy outside.
Well, I think it's going to be better than that. I have a prediction that it's going to be high at 47, partly cloudy.
It's cold.
I know, but that beats 35 and rain and snow. I think it's going to be partly cloudy, high of 47 around noon. But you're right, we got to run the football. That's been our staple here, and that's where we got off kilter a little bit on offense. And we got to do that, and we got to run the football, and we can't turn it over. If we do that, we'll make our pass plays, and we can win some football games. And on the defensive side, we got to tackle and keep the ball inside in front of us. And more importantly, make them punt and maybe get a turnover, too. If we can do that, we're going to win a football game. And that's what the recipe's been since I've been here. We've just not been able to do that. And we got to get back on page, get fired up, and get excited, and go win a football game. And guess what? I'll be good then. It won't be, hey, it'll make us feel a lot better than we feel right now, and we're very capable of doing that.
Right, Saturday afternoon, and it'll be October 29th at 12 noon. Pregame will start at 11:45 on ESPN Radio 1410 and online at ccsubluedevils.com. You guys are leaving tonight. Bruce Beal and I are driving out tomorrow, and we'll have the call beginning at 11:45 a.m. Coach, we thank you for your time. A safe trip out to Loretto, and we wish you good luck.
Fire up, Blue Devil Nation.